Welcome to Biz Whip Podcast. Join business and personal credit expert Gene Davis and certified financial planner Kyle Lum as they share their perspectives to build your business. Both share a passion of helping business owners and entrepreneurs whip their business into shape. Here are your hosts, Gene and Kyle. Welcome to the podcast of Go for Broke.
Morning, Gene.
So broke, what does it stand for?
So how we came up with this one, right? How I came up with it is I have these stamps at my desk that I bought probably 2 years ago from the post office. And it says, Go for Broke, Japanese American Soldiers of World War II. So my grandpa, there's their motto. My grandpa was in the 442, the 442nd Regiment Combat Team, which was an army unit of all Japanese Americans from Hawaii. And their motto for that regiment was Go for Broke. And they came up with it from, it was a gambler slang for people that lived in Hawaii. So the Hawaii people, and they like to gamble, they said Go for Broke. And when they said that, that essentially mean the player, the gambler, was risking it all for a chance to win big. And this army regiment, they adopted that. They needed to put everything on the line to win big. And essentially, they were fighting to win two wars, the war against the Germans in Europe and a war against racial prejudice in America. And
yeah, many of these,
we know how that happened.
Yeah, many of these guys that were in the 42nd were in concentration camps. They took them out of that to fight the war. Yeah, this is a huge, huge, huge factor. And it's really neat the way that they, have adopted and come up with it. They're also one of the world's most decorated units in the U.S. Army. They've earned numerous awards for their bravery, including over 18,000 individual decorations, making them one of the largest decorated units in U.S. military history. So I thought, wow, that is way cool, especially when you're being, fighting with them in war. The Japanese Americans, and they're fighting for us. And it's like, wow, that's really says a lot to their loyalty and what they stood for. Go for broke, go for everything, lose, have the risk to lose everything.
Yeah. My mom has a bunch of medals and different things that were honored to my grandpa. And all of this was during World War II. And they were the second generation Japanese that they call that Nisei. And so it's a big piece of history, and this is essentially how we came up with today's topic of Go for Broke. Now we're going to relate it to war in business.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we've got an acronym for broke. The B is bold.
Entrepreneurs and business owners, you need to be bold in your attitude, your mindset, your actions, your vision for your business. You have to dream big and aim high. They call it the BHAG. Big, hairy, audacious goals.
Yes. Yep. Absolutely. Be bold.
Yeah. If it doesn't scare you, it ain't big enough.
True. I always say. Very true.
That's how you turn $100 business into $100,000 business, or how you turn $100,000 business into $1 million business. If you're not bold with your mindset, your attitude, and you're not aiming high and dreaming big, so you have to be a little bit greedy. Be bold.
Yeah, absolutely.
The R is resilience. Being an entrepreneur and having your own business, there's tons of challenges and setbacks. So being resilient and being able to bounce back from those challenges and any failures is super crucial. Like when things don't go your way or you make a mistake, don't freak out about it. Try to just accept it, especially if you make a mistake. Like my daughter yesterday, she made a mistake in school. She was supposed to take these pictures and pay for it, and she forgot. She didn't listen to my wife, and she forgot to do it. So she freaked out. She came home. Like, I picked her up, came home. She called my wife. She's freaking out, crying, all because she knew she made a mistake. She messed up. She didn't focus, and she didn't listen. She had like other things she needed to do, and it messed her up. And I told her it's not a big deal, but to her, it was more because like she made a mistake And she was afraid that my wife was going to be upset.
We're at different spots in our life at different times. You know, as a kid, that may be one of the most important things in your life at that time, you know. Whereas us in business, it's like, oh, that's nothing. We're focused on some really big challenges here, you know. So everyone is, you know, got to take things in perspective, and they're all super important. I think there's a great question that says, what does it mean to risk everything for success? And that's like what we're talking about. Go for broke. Some people look at it by leaving a secure, steady job or a lifestyle to pursue their passions, while others would be like, it's about investing their savings, their time, their energy into a new venture or a project with no guarantee of success. And that's what business is all the time. We have no guarantee, whatever our dream is, and go for it, man. Make sure, like you said, make sure it's a big, big, bold goal. Go for it.
And pay attention to how do you usually ha handle challenges and failures. Because I think challenges and failures are two different things. Challenges for me, a lot of times, is either things I don't know or things I don't like. So then I have to decide, okay, is it something that I want to take the time to figure out and learn or be better at? Or is it something that I just try to find somebody or something to delegate it
Delegate.
to,
Yep.
and then just move on because I'm not really interested. To me, for me, that's a challenge. A failure is when I think of failure, I set a goal and I don't hit it. I failed. I think about why didn't I hit it? Was there a lot of distractions? A lot of times things pop up throughout the day and over time that I just other things popped up that took priority, and I just ended up keep pushing it back, instead of really allocating time. Basically, I took my time for granted. A lot of times, that's where I fail. I guess, like, hit a deadline and hit a goal. For me, that's pretty much the only time I really consider a failure. There's some things that I don't do good at, and I'm okay with that, and I don't consider that a failure because I'm not good at it. So my expectations on it wasn't that big, or I was okay with essentially sucking at it. But I was glad I got through it and I did it, and a lot of times I learned something, or I still come out of it. It's weird. I failed, but I still come out of it feeling pretty good because I did it.
Yeah, it's about stepping outside your comfort zone and confronting those fears or those worries just head on, just whatever it is, even if it's something you don't like to do, just face it head on and just tackle it and get it done. You have to step outside that comfort zone many, many times.
That's being resilient, being comfortable, being uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's a good way to say
Yeah,
it.
being comfortable with being uncomfortable, that's resiliency. The O in broke is opportunity. As an entrepreneur and a business owner, you should always be on the lookout for opportunities. You seize the moment and you turn your challenges into chances for growth, chances for expansion, chances to be better. You always have to keep your mind open. Doesn't mean you have to. I think the down, not the downside, but you have to be careful when you're opportunity driven or opportunity minded because you want to do everything. So you become too scattered. So you have to, at the same time, you're open minded, but you have to be consistent and know how to say no, because you have to say no way more times than you're gonna accept an opportunity, because you only have so much time and you only have so much energy. So you have to be limited in what you take on for your opportunities, but you're always on the lookout, whether it's good employees or staff or ideas for your business, or it's marketing, or it's relationships, meeting good people, centers of influences, partners, customers, investing businesses that maybe you could be a part of, organizations you can help. There's so many opportunities. And a lot of times, opportunities come up when you least expect it.
Yeah, isn't it about being willing to lose it all in the pursuit of something greater? That's what an opportunity is.
Potentially, it is.
Yeah, whether it's financial success, creativity, personal growth, you know, whatever you're going after. And in business, that's what we're going after, is that financial success. Of course, that's what you're in business for. I would say at least 99% of the people are in business to be successful in that area. Some may want to do it as a, just something to do to pass on or whatever, but the majority of the people, it's financial success. You guys seize that opportunity.
Go for it. The K in broke stands for knowledge. All the successful business people and entrepreneurs that I know are always learning. They're constantly seeking knowledge, information, meeting people that are better or smarter than them. And whether it is reading, networking, or through experience that other people have, you're always connecting and watching and learning because knowledge is power.
And I believe knowledge is also a mindset. In this situation, it's a mindset that refuses to let fear hold you back. Have that knowledge so that you can combat whatever fears are coming up, or have the right mindset that it doesn't matter what comes up, you're just going to tackle it anyway, and you're going to move forward, you're going to press forward, and you're going to do your dream, your vision, whatever you had set in place. Make it happen. Go for it. Go for broke. Risk everything.
Knowledge too. I had a lady tell me once that she wants to hire me as her financial advisor because she doesn't have the time to invest. More importantly, though, she didn't have the time to read up on it, to get the information. She didn't have the time to follow and gain the knowledge. So instead, she'd just rather pay someone who has the knowledge and the experience to get what she wanted.
And that's smart advice, because that's what all good professionals do anyway. Surround yourself with others that have that knowledge. If you're not an attorney and you need a business attorney, then you're going to seek somebody that's good at it. I wouldn't say, hey, spend 5 more years studying and figuring out how to be a business attorney. That defeats the purpose of your goals. Make sure that you are surrounding yourself around people that are very knowledgeable in those areas that you're not. Absolutely. Good
Yeah,
advice.
YouTube helps a lot of that too, depending on what it is. Like I just had to change my water softener. YouTube saved me a lot of money on paying for a plumber.
Well, good. Yeah, there's a lot of good knowledge there if you get the right channel. If not, oh, you might get a bad one.
Yeah, then you're calling a plumber, right?
Yeah,
But the E for broke, to me, this is the most important one. It brings them all together. Execution. All the ideas. Being bold, resilient, open-minded to opportunities, having the knowledge, those are all the technical things. Those are all technical. You have to actually implement it and get it done. Ideas alone don't cut it. Entrepreneurs and business owners, the good ones, they know how to think through the technical things. They focus on execution, turning all of those technical things into reality and taking action. You have to have an action plan.
absolutely. Without action, nothing happens. You can plan, think, have the greatest ideas. It's not going to get you anywhere unless you do something about it. A lot of times people get trapped in the secret, the movie The Secret, manifest and all that. Yeah, well, that's great. It will happen if you put action behind it. If you don't put action behind it, you can imagine all you want that there's going to be an elephant show up in your room, and it ain't going to happen. Unless you're out in the jungle somewhere. Whereas if you really want that to happen, you want to see an elephant in your front room, then I guess you're gonna have to create some action and buy an elephant, put it in your front room. I don't know. It's just kind of funny, some of the stuff. But having that execution, making sure that you put action behind all those steps, absolutely is a must. That kind of brings me to a lady. I don't know if you've ever heard this lady before, pal. Marie Curie, Madame Curie. She was a pioneer and chemist who conducted groundbreaking research on radioactivity. And the reason I thought this was neat is in the San Rafael Swale, close to one of our homes here, this lady is the one that came here and, despite facing obstacles as a woman in a male dominant scientific community in the 19th and early 20th centuries, she pursued her dream, her knowledge, and she risked her health, her safety, everything, by working with radioactive material. I mean, she risked everything to discover new things for us, better ways, and pave the way for future generations of women in science. So I thought that's kind of cool. A lot of people have never heard of her, and she was a great physicist and chemist. I think we get to learn from other people. Who are some people that you can think of that's risked everything? I think of like Elon Musk. He's another one. He's risked, transportation here on Earth and beyond. He's risked near bankruptcy several times by doing what he had as a dream, but he kept pursuing his dreams and his visions. And now look where he's at. What great examples we have.
I think literally every person that owns a business, I think of every single one of them, and I guarantee you they've all gone through all these five things. First of all, they had to be bold to even get started, and then I guarantee you challenges came up. There's probably a million different things that they had to deal with, and then opportunities come. You have to know when to seize the opportunity or if it's the right opportunity for you. The tricky thing with opportunity is sometimes it doesn't last forever. So you also have to know when to get rid of it. That's one thing I learned too, is some opportunities don't last forever, and or they don't present themselves too often.
Yeah, you got to be ready to jump,
So
pull the trigger.
that's where the knowledge comes in of knowing what kind of things as far as like money or risk is in your lane. What are the right things for you? Because what works for someone else may not work for you because they maybe have a different attitude or they have a different philosophy on how they do things. They're just different. They
Yeah.
maybe they have different resources. You have to be careful when you're following other people. So that's where the knowledge too is a little tricky because you want to make sure they have exact knowledge and experience in that exact situation, that exact opportunity. Otherwise, be careful on who you take information from. And they all had to execute. You got to execute to make a dollar. So just get started, do it. I know it's very, what's the word I'm thinking of? It's very scary. It's overwhelming. That's the word I was trying to come up with. It's overwhelming. I've been doing this marketing plan, I feel like forever. And literally, I've been doing it for almost a year and a half. I think Gene's probably getting tired of hearing about it. And I learned that there's a reason why I keep talking about it, and I feel like it never goes away. That's
Well,
how marketing is.
it changes all the time too, with all the different technology and everything that we have. So the key
Yeah.
takeaway in anything is believing in yourself and your vision, even when others doubt you. So make sure that you're the one at the helm. You're the one driving the boat. You're the one, driving the car. You're the one doing it. You're that person. Make sure you know what you want. And it's about
Yeah.
having that courage and trusting your instincts, following your heart. No matter how daunting the task may seem, just go for it, man. Go for broke.
Follow your heart and your gut. That's why I always, when people ask me questions, and a lot of times I may be not fully experienced in that or don't know anybody that's gone through it. In my experience, usually if you trust your gut, I always ask them, what does your gut tell you? And they're like, if it's not a hard yes, don't do it. If you even hesitate for a second, I tell them don't do it. And a lot of times it's right. But the ones that you try to convince them not to and they keep fighting you on it, then I tell them do it. And they're like, what? Like, yeah, if you're willing to fight me that hard on it, that means you believe in it. So do it. And that's the other thing I learned is those kind of times it works out.
Those who refuse to give up, keep pushing forward despite any of the odds, they're the ones who achieve their dreams. Go for broke, make it happen.
Remember, being broke in the business world doesn't mean financial scarcity or bankruptcy. It doesn't always have to go mean that, but it does mean having the right mindset, the right attitude, and the qualities to thrive. And you have to be willing to risk everything for success.
Yeah, absolutely. Risk it all. Put yourself out there. Don't be afraid.
Yeah, no fear. Stay focused on your wealth, your health, live inspired, and live with purpose.
Whip that business into shape.